Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. This is the Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service for the Sundays after Easter up until Pentecost. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, and all thy mind. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our King and Governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Now we have the Collect. The Lord be with you, and thy spirit. Let us pray. The Collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the resurrection and the life, raise us who trust in him from the death of sin to the life of righteousness, that we may seek those things which are above, where he reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading is taken from the Book of Psalms, chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to John, chapter 10, beginning at the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognise a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Hello, my name's Libby, and I get to speak today on the scriptures that we've heard, but I'm mostly focusing on Psalm 23. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the words I speak this morning will be from you and of you and will glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Psalm 23, what a psalm. Amazing. And has been read and sung and sung and read again and music written for it. Just so much. It has become quite a famous poem. And also lots of us, I think, were asked to learn it as children by heart. But today I would like to look at Psalm 23, not so much as a beautiful piece of poetry, but a fantastic hardcore advice column. So I'm just going to go through it verse by verse, bit by bit, and we'll see what comes of that. The first line, the Lord is my shepherd. It's just a fact. The Lord is my shepherd. We don't have to wonder whether that is true, not true, might be true. It's a fact. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm using the New King James Version to go through the scripture. The thing is, though, we sometimes do want. We want a particular thing, or we want a particular outcome to a situation that we are struggling with. We keep going to God, please, can you make it happen? Please, can you change it? Please, can you make them see the way I see it? Please, can they change their minds? And I know I've been in this situation many times with many things and many people, and I can get quite frustrated and lose sight and panic and get angry, flail around. Lord, why don't you listen to me? I want this outcome. I want this thing. And I get very het up. And I believe that's why the Lord, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me. He needs me to calm down. I remember our eldest son, when he was quite little, He was very upset about something, very angry, and genuinely was flailing around, screaming, shouting, throwing things. And I wanted to tell him, calm down, calm down. But I knew it wasn't going to make one little bit of difference because he didn't know how to calm down. He didn't have those tools. And more than that, he'd gone past the point of no return. Now, although he was little, he was very strong and he was flailing all around the place. And I thought, oh, goodness me, I've got to hold him. I've got to hold him so tight for him to be able to see sense and calm down. But I didn't want to go in because I didn't want to get hurt. But I thought, blow that for a lark. I'm going in. And I went in and I didn't get hurt. And I hugged him. I engulfed him. I remember we were on the bed and I just went right on top of him and hugged him so tight. And he said, Mummy, get off me. Get off me. And I sometimes think that's what we do with God. Lord, help me, help me. But do it in the way I want it. Get off me. And I said to him, I said, I'm not going to get off you till it goes. I didn't say till you calm down. I didn't say until you've really understood where you're at and you've been able to see sense. I said, I'm not going to go until it goes. And it did. Within a very few moments, the thing that was on him, the no control, had left. And he was a sobbing little boy in my arms. And then he held me really, really, really tightly. I didn't realize it back then, but I realize it now from studying this scripture, that I was making him lie down in green pastures. And God does have to do that to us. We've lost the sense of it all. We've lost our way. We've lost sight. He has to stop us and make us lie down. But he makes us lie down in green pastures, not some horrible, dark, dingy, cold stone floor. Green pastures. He wants us to be well and see sense and be calm. And he doesn't just leave us lying there to feel better. No, he picks us up by our bodies or by our hand. I don't know what, but how do I know that he's touching us? Because he leads me beside the still waters. I see the Lord taking my hand and saying, come on, get up. Let's go look at this for a bit. And we look at this lake. That's the way I see it. Like in Anne of Green Gables, the lake of shining waters. This water I'm looking at is still, not stagnant, but beautifully glistening from the sun that's shining on it. Maybe it has some trees waving in the wind beside it. And I can smell this really sweet, lovely scent and spy a few ducks just over there playing around, dabbling. And in that moment, when he's led me by this still water, I can breathe. I've stopped flailing, I've stopped panicking, I'm starting to be able to see again. I've still got the situation, it's still there, my want, but I'm starting to see and breathe and have space. And in that space and that breath, he restores my soul. Jesus puts it back together, he starts putting it back together. But then again, he doesn't just leave me. Right, I've made you calm down. I've restored you back to normality. Right, be on your way. See you later. No. He then leads me again. Another hand holding arm hug moment. And how does he lead me? He leads me in the paths of righteousness. And I see this as that he's speaking to me in the way of how I need to deal with this want or this situation that I'm in, this difficulty, this issue. He leads me in the way of righteousness. And why does he do this? Why does he bother to help me understand how to deal with this in the best way, the perfect way? He does it for his namesake. And what is his namesake? Salvation. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, Savior, salvation. He wants to save every single child of his. So he's told me how to deal with the situation because of he wants to save it. He wants to save the whole thing. And he doesn't just go, so now you know how, I'll be on the way. No, again, he brings me to a dinner. But before he brings me to a dinner, I might be tempted because it's starting to be that I've got to see it a bit differently. I've got to do something a bit differently. And I might be tempted to go back to my original thoughts of how to deal with this, my original want. And that's why I think the psalmist says, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm still with my situation. I'm still with my difficulty. I could be tempted to go back to the beginning and go blah, 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 again. But no, I don't need to fear that I will do that. I don't need to fear that I will fall into temptation. Why? Because you are with me. Lord Jesus, you are with me. And we know that to be true because you promised that you would never leave us or forsake us. And how do I know that you're with me? Because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, I heard a pastor preach on this passage many years ago. I was about 14, 15. And he had a shepherd's crook with him. And he told us that that hooky thing at the top was used by shepherds to put round the sheep's throat to yank them to safety when they'd got themselves into a spot of bother. It's not a particularly pleasant or soft image, but it got them to safety. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A few weeks ago on Facebook, I saw a picture of a sheep upside down with four legs in the air. And underneath was the plea that if you were out walking in the countryside and you saw a sheep like this in this position, please go over and set it upright, especially at this time of year when they are probably carrying lambs. Because if a sheep is in that position, has got themselves in that position, and they don't get set the right way up, they will die. And of course, if they're carrying lambs, so will their lambs. The advice wasn't go over to the sheep and sit down with them for a while and stroke their head and ask them if they were all right and did they need anything. The advice was, go up to the sheep and put it back right up. And that would probably need a bit of force, a bit of effort to do so. Sometimes we just need to be grabbed out of the places that we're in and set right. We can talk about it afterwards, but we just need to be set right and fast. Because why? We're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't need to fear, because God is going to put us back up. So then, like I said, we're then brought to this dinner that God's prepared for us. But the dinner isn't just a lovely, lovely dinner and it's all going to be hunky-dory and fine. No, he's prepared it right in the presence of our problem, of our issue. That's tough. We've come to a dinner, that's a nice thing. But we've come to the dinner in front of our problem. But I believe that the foodstuffs that are on that table right there are mercy, grace, love, understanding, forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration, and some of that food might be quite hard to eat and swallow. But we are not alone, not even at this dinner are we alone. And how do I know that? Because it says, you anoint my head with oil, the oil, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And one thing that the Holy Spirit does is it puts us in remembrance of all that we've been taught, of all that we've need, all that we know of Jesus Christ. And if we go back to the beginning of the psalm, he's calmed us down, he's restored us, and then he's told us the right way to deal with this situation. He's led us in the paths of righteousness. And this Holy Spirit, this anointing of oil is heavy, and it helps us remember that conversation we had about how to deal with this situation that we are now sat at a dinner with. And because we sit there and we eat these things in the presence of the problem, our cup runs over. Reconciliation happens, restoration happens. Sense comes, and goodness and mercy are right there and they follow us. What would happen if the Ukraine and Russia sat at this table, went through the first process of the psalm and then sat at this table? What happens if the crazy things that are going on in Nigeria right now, what happens if those people sat at this table? All the places where there's war and discomfort and pain and hurt. What happens if the people came and sat at this table and feasted on the amazing foodstuffs that the Lord has put there? It's not pie in the sky thinking. It would be incredible. Now for the hard bit. What if you and or I sat at this table in the presence of something in our own lives that is hard right now? Who do we need to sit at this table with and feast on all the wonderful things that are there to bring beauty and love and perfection and holiness and wholeness, so that all of our cups run over? If we do this advice column again and again and again and again, we're not only going to get really good at it, but we will always know that goodness and mercy, because that's what this advice column is, it's goodness and it's mercy, will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. We will dwell, like in our John reading, in the sheep pen, and we will come and go through the gate that is Jesus Christ. We will hear his voice, we will know him, and we will follow him. Let's follow this pattern, process, whatever situation we find ourselves in. And surely, for all of us, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
For our church notices, please have a look at the church website, but also, very, very important, make a note in your diary of May the 30th, when we have the institution of the Reverend Hannah Gordon as the Rector of Chipstead. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Come to the intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men. We humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee continually to inspire the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, our king, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. And a prayer for our rector that we're going to be saying, I hope, through till May the 30th. We praise and thank you, loving God, for sending us Hannah to be our rector. May she pastor us, teach us, and lead us, that together we may be your people and this parish a sign of your kingdom. As she prepares for this new challenge, prepare us also to receive her, that together we may know your will for us in the parish of Chipstead, and by your grace respond with eager joy to the challenge of the future. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that was betrayed, took bread. When he gave him thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave them thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and be thankful.
Amen. The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The blood of Christ given for you.
As our Lord, Saviour Christ, hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious death and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We come to the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.